Well, folks, we're enjoying great Sonoma County, but we're going to venture forth for another great wine country excursion, and we're going to be going into Mendocino County. But we're staying here at Applewood Restaurant and Bed and Breakfast, and this is very exciting. Great food here. Chef Ty sitting with me, and we have some wines from Greenwood Ridge Winery. This is a great opportunity for us to enjoy some great food and wine. Sir, great to be with you, and we have these wines, and you're familiar with these wines.
Oh, yeah, I'm quite familiar with that area. Being born in Mendocino, I've spent a lot of the time in Anderson Valley and actually lived on Greenwood Ridge Road for about a year, drinking quite a bit of their wine.
Well, Alan Green is going to be very happy about that. We'll introduce you now to Alan Green. He'll tell you about some of these great wines, and Chef Ty is going to put some great food together with Chef Shelley, and we are at Applewood Restaurant. I'm very excited about it, and some great wines on the table from Greenwood Ridge, and you're on, Chef.
Oh, we're going to head to the kitchen now.
Waiting now for our first dish from Applewood Restaurant. Cheers, Chef.
Cheers.
Well, folks, it's a beautiful day, and we are heading up into Anderson Valley. I'm sitting with an old friend of mine, and we are going to talk about something other than baseball. Alan Green is sitting here with me, and we're at Greenwood Ridge Winery. I couldn't help but see on the way in here, Alan, some baseball pitchers, number one. But number two, you got a 100-point Pinot? I must have missed that press release.
We have a new second label called the 100-point label.
So you have a number of wines that got the 100 points.
That's right. We don't need no stinking judges. We found a promontory nearby on the Mendocino coast called 100 Point, supposedly because 100 ships were shipwrecked on that point. So we are using that name, 100 Point, as our second label.
Okay, I'm catching on here, as you said earlier. That's kind of cool, but what happens if another shipwrecks? Well, are we going to 101?
Oh, they got pretty good controls over ships wrecking on the Mendocino coast nowadays.
Pinot Noir, Anderson Valley are synonymous, and I would love to taste this wine. You happen to have it right in front of us, so we'll pour a glass. Tell us about this wine.
The first one that we made is a 2010 vintage, and it was a really nice vintage, not too warm. The ridgetop location that we have for Pinot Noir is on the warmer side as Anderson Valley goes. Cool year, I think our Pinot Noir is, it does best in a cooler year. Like I said, 2010 was the first vintage that we made, 100-point Pinot. We made two whole barrels of it. These were the best two barrels that we had. So that was it's basically a barrel selection.
And Chef was probably going to love this wine. Now, where are we going to go food-wise with it?
Pinot and Anderson Valley. The other great thing about Anderson Valley is the wild mushrooms. That's almost automatically the direction that I go with any of our Pinots. And, of course, there's also a lot of local salmon. Maybe not this time of the year. Those are the two places that I always suggest people think about.
We'll see what Chef has on his mind as food just came to the table. And we are going to be drinking a 100-point Pinot. And I'm not going to do that near the water. Don't need any wrecks this time of year.
That's right. Even in the fog, stay safe.
Well, folks, I'm lucky, and we're sitting here with Ty Tobby, and this is Applewood Restaurant and the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and we are in the Russian River area. A little rain coming down outside. It is March at its best, and this is my favorite time of the year here. Not as many people, and you can get some of the best rooms and get into the tasting rooms. Ty, we have some great wines on the table. We have three or four that go perfect with this. I haven't found one that doesn't go perfect with this dish. What do we have?
Well, that is great. Here we have the Monterey Bay calamari, and that's served with a risotto of heirloom tomato, anchovy, capers, and garden herbs. Now, how we put this dish together is I use a carnaroli rice. It's an Italian rice, very good for risotto. We cook that off with tomatoes that we canned in the end of the summer. We add in some anchovy, capers, fresh herbs, a number of other things, and then it is finished with a lightly grilled Monterey Bay calamari. How we serve this dish is make a nage out of some herbs from the garden, mostly.
A nage?
A nage, and a nage is basically a seasoned broth, well seasoned. How we make this one is it's actually emulsified in one of our blenders, and it's made mostly with parsley, some blanched shallot, a number of other ingredients. It has a very bright green color, as you can see. That goes down in our bowl. We put the risotto right in the middle, and then it's just topped with a little bit of fresh herbs and Meyer lemon from the garden.
This is beautiful, and I think we might need to repeat this dish just because we have so many beautiful wines to go with this. But we'll move on now, Ty, and move to our next course, and we'll hear about a couple more great wines from the Russian River area. Well, folks, I got a little off track here. Sitting here with Alan Green, and we're sampling some Greenwood Ridge wines, and these are great wines, and he got me all excited about the Zinfandel, and then he opened the Merlot. Let's go back to the Zinfandel there. We didn't talk about it. All I did was drink it. And we'll need another bottle, by the way.
Okay. Zinfandel is the only non-Mendocino County wine that we make. Our former winemaker Fred Scherer grew up in his family's vineyard taking care of it in Sonoma County in Alexander Valley near Healdsburg. And that vineyard was planted by Fred's grandfather in somewhere around 1915 or 1920. So those vines are closing in on 100 years old now. Those grapes are just so good we can't pass them up. Even though we are strong promoters of Mendocino County, we have to make that Scherer Vineyard Sonoma County's in every year because it's just so good.
Indeed it is. And amazing vineyards, these old 100-year-old or more vineyards, they seem to pop up and you say, hey, where did these come from?
You know, like I said, this has been in Fred's family for years, and Fred's father still operates the vineyard with Fred's sister Louise, and they've been doing it all their lives, you know, grew up there, and Fred has now established his own winery, his own label, Scherer Winery, using grapes from his family's vineyard as well as Pinot Noir and other varieties that they grow or that they buy on the Sonoma coast.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great food here. And I have to say, if this dish is gone, we might have to order another one because this wine is tasting so good. Usually the wine runs out before the food. Is that correct, sir?
We've got plenty of bottles in case that happens. And this Zin actually is a wine that you can really enjoy without food, too.
Then we'll do that right now as we wait for the food. We're talking about Zinfandel from a Greenwood Ridge Winery. And this is Anderson Valley with a little bit of flair from Sonoma County. Well, folks, we have enjoyed yet another course here at Applewood Inn and Restaurant. And I don't know what is more famous, the inn or the restaurant. I think it's just a great combination sitting here. And we are out in the Russian River area. Tell folks about that a little bit. This is probably your homeland.
It's a hidden gem in Sonoma County. Everyone wants to go visit Santa Rosa or Sonoma, and they forget about the Russian River and the beautiful little city of Guerneville.
They really do, and it's very interesting. During the summer, it's a hard place to book a room. This time of the year, there's a little rain coming down out, and I love this time of year. You can get into the tasting rooms, and you might even be able to get a reservation in here for a couple of nights. This is a very hard spot to get into, but once you do, you'll keep coming back.
Absolutely, and later in the summer and the fall, reservations are definitely recommended.
We have enjoyed a night here already. We're on our second night. Tell us about this. I had this for dinner last night. This is one of my favorites.
It's definitely the flagship dish of the restaurant. It's a cocoa nib crusted rack of California lamb. Just take some cocoa nibs and grind them up, slather it on top of a lamb rack, and just roast it away to perfection. And we serve it with a sherry braised chorizo sauce, which complements the sweet bitterness of the chocolate perfectly.
Wow. It sounds as good as it looks and smells, and that all gets together, and your senses are on fire here, and these beautiful wines go perfectly with it. We have a number of them on the table. I can't decide if I like the Zin, the Pinot, or the Syrah, so I'm going to have all three.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll join you in all three.
We're enjoying some great food here, and Chef, you've been here for a while, and this must be a great place to come to work. I can see that everybody's just having a great time putting out an amazing product.
Yeah, you know, everything goes like clockwork.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy yet another wine and yet another course. We'll tell you about the wine right now on Have Wine, We'll Travel.